AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Ireland's housing crisis is likely to persist for at least another 15 years. That's according to a Department of Finance report, Future 40, a fiscal and economic outlook to 2065. To discuss this, we're joined by Dr. Emma Howard, economist at TU Dublin. Emma, you're probably not overly surprised by what's in this report. It is kind of sobering, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I suppose it's important to note how the report reaches that conclusion, because what they've done here is they've taken over 2000 scenarios and they've looked at things from sort of the best case scenario for the economy to the worst case scenario. And the headlines that you're seeing, what's reported, is kind of the central scenario. And of course, when we're predicting this far in the future, so what they're looking at is the economic and fiscal outlook for the country for the next 40 years, there's lots of known challenges. So, you know, we know housing is a big issue and that we have an undersupply and we need to build a lot more housing. But we also know that there's many other challenges and risks coming down the line. So they've done a deep dive into all of those known challenges and looked at, you know, the required planning and response that's going to be not just multi-year, but probably multi-decades of planning that needs to go into it. And those headlines on housing are one of the things that come out, again, in that kind of central scenario. So, you know, what they're looking at on housing is that if we are, again, they're assuming a no policy change scenario. In other words, that the government aren't changing any of its current taxation policy, its current fiscal policy, other than the fact that we know, and there's the projections in the report, are that corporation tax receipts will fall. So that amount of revenue we get from those foreign multinationals is not going to stay at current levels. And what it's saying is that we will see really the peak housing demand hit by about the mid-2030s, and that we will still see residual pent-up demand up to about 2040.
Okay. What can be done about it?
Well, there's lots of things, and it's interesting because your last discussion about around migration is critical for this, because we do need, so one of the key challenges we have is that we've got an aging population, we've got shifting demographics.
Yeah, and the report is quite stark on this. Its message is continued inward migration will be vital to maintain growth in the labour force.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Exactly. It's really, really critical. So we're looking at demographic shifts. That means, you know, we have four people working in Ireland to every one retired. That's going to be down to two people working to support every one retired person. And when we look at demographic shifts, those are really important because they're key drivers, obviously, of healthcare expenditure. So, you know, how much we have to spend on health, that is estimated to go up to almost half of all government voted expenditure, so department spending, will be health related by 2065. And it also impacts, of course, on tax revenue. You know, our tax takes will come down. And it does impact on the demand for housing as well, you know, as housing needs shift to kind of smaller housing for smaller families and for, you know, for older couples. So, you know, what they're saying in the report is that for the housing needs that we have, as well as for economic growth in the economy overall, we need migration. And if you take just workers for residential construction, we require an additional about 50,000 workers just for residential construction.
Okay, so we need more workers. What else do we need? Because we're not hitting the targets. We were well short of the target last year, which was I think around 30,000. We didn't hit that. What else do we need to do?
Yeah, we need more workers, and we need to get those critical skills workers. And I think that's another issue that links to your last debate, because one of the other things the report highlights is where we are getting in those critical skills employment holders. About 60% of those workers don't remain in the state beyond 5 years. So we need to attract those critical skill workers, but we also need to retain them. And there are issues, of course, that we're all facing around the cost and availability of housing and childcare and, other cost of living issues.
But to build more houses, I mean, everything seems to be incredibly slow. The planning system seems to be slow. I walk around my area. I can identify 20 areas near me that are state-owned land or office buildings that are kind of derelict and stuff. And you're going, why can't we have housing there? You look above the shops all across city centres and town centres. You're going, why can't people live above them? Again, incredibly slow about making changes.
The planning system and the planning and regulations do need to be changed and sped up. So we know that delays, even to get through the planning process, there are huge delays, and things like judicial reviews can delay these things. And also it's linked to our other infrastructural needs. So if you look at things like, for example, the Greater Dublin Water Scheme, which has been delayed and was in the planning process for 7 years, partly because of objections from one sea swimmer, if that scheme doesn't go through, Dublin City Council will not be able to grant planning permission for any new houses because they won't have that infrastructure. So it's all linked. I know that in the budget speech, the government did talk about reviewing the planning process and trying to speed up the planning.
We're hoping to get developments on that.
Exactly. That's something that's really critical.
Final question for you. Do you despair? And should we despair?
I mean, I think what's critical message from the report is that we have about a window of 10 years for reforms before our fiscal flexibility diminishes. So, we are in a good position now to act and to mitigate some of these risks, particularly the climate costs that are coming down the line, to invest in things like education and to increase productivity and to prepare for those demographic shifts that we know are coming. So we do have a window. I think the other thing to note that's interesting in the report is, if you look at the growth in this economy, in the last 30 years, we've had a 143% increase in living standards. We've gone from a really poor country essentially to a wealthy country, and so we're in a good position. Yes, living standards are going to slow over the next 40 years, but a lot of those problems that we do have are because of our own successes.
Okay, Dr. Emma Howard, economist at TU Dublin, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.